I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
It's Johnny Backlash on the ones and twos.
There you go, man. Bring it on. All right. Well, cool. Well... Hopefully we can get a good stretch of weather going here. We're due. It's time.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday afternoon was nice, though, at least down in Sugar Land.
Yeah, I saw some beautiful sunsets yesterday, photos.
Like peach and pink.
I knew it wasn't going to rain today because the old saying, red sky at night, sailor's delight. So some of the videos and the photos were beautiful.
Oh, yeah. They were very pretty.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
All right, man. Well, let's head up Lake Houston way now, and let's see what's going on with old John Littleton. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing better than you. I didn't have a tree fall on my house.
Yeah, I know.
Man, I looked at those photos yesterday. I'm going, wow. Where the big part fell on the top of your roof, did it come through the roof in the middle on top up there or what?
Yeah, where the limbs, you know, the bigger limbs poked some holes in it up there.
Oh, boy.
You know, up in the, that was one of my favorite trees. You know, I live in an older subdivision that, fortunately we had trees.
Right.
You know, and most nowadays, the first thing they do is clear every tree in sight, you know, and then start building houses.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that tree covered, man, I could sit out on my used-to-be patio. I have no patio anymore, but it'll come, you know, we'll get it out. We'll get a new one built and all that. But anyhow, I sit out there and, you know, just listen to the birds and watch the squirrels eat. And, you know, it's just good to do that, you know. Good for your
suburb
mind,
patio living, man. Now you're in my world. That's what I do. I've got right by my main patio, I've got this huge pecan tree there, and it puts out beautiful shade. You know, it's messy at certain times of year, which most trees are, but, man, it sure makes it nice.
Yeah, yeah. But now we got, you know, and what's bad, Mickey, is, you know, I didn't even hear it when it fell because, you know, our power was off and, you know, heck, I was laying down, and my wife said she heard something. She got up, looked out the patio door, didn't see anything out of ordinary. So, you know, never woke me or anything. And I got up yesterday morning, went to work, and she went out about 9:15 or so and went outside with the dog. And she sent me those photos, and I said, oh, my God. You know, so got home and, you know, called a guy and he came out and they got the tree off and got the roof covered and, you know, and I hadn't dealt with insurance companies, you know, in years and, you know, they.
That's a good thing.
it is. You know what the weird thing is, Mickey, they're going to end up sending somebody out, but they flew a drone over my house. And looked at it, you know, I'm too old school, so, you know, I said, okay, you know, whatever, but, you know, they flew a drone over from somewhere and took pictures and all that, and It just makes you wonder, though, really, how much privacy do you actually have?
We don't have hardly any anymore. I mean,
we were talking about that, my wife and I, last night. You know, yeah, you don't know what's out there.
I got a neighbor around me that if I'm out in on the patio or anywhere out back from about 4 o'clock in the evening on, I'll hear that drone, and it comes over, and it'll just sit there and hover and look over my area. I'm going, doesn't this guy have anything better to do? And I guess he's looking into my tomato plants. I don't know. But I'm going, it's just, you know, makes you want to pull your old 12-gauge out and just blow it out of the sky.
Well, you know, we've had them fly over us out at Lake Houston fishing, you know, and
they'll
go over us and just sit there and watch us fish and try to, you know, I guess maybe, you know, pinpoint areas of where we're fishing or what we're throwing or, you know, stuff like that. But, you know. But, man, the lake's muddy, Mickey. I mean,
I bet it is.
I fished last Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, was catching a few fish, you know, until Tuesday, and then, you know, don't let that fool you. Think, oh, man, you got them figured out. Tuesday night tournament, we zeroed.
I mean,
you know, we just normally don't do that. And,
right.
You know, still, you know, people caught them. We just didn't catch them. We caught fish. We just didn't catch keepers. You know, so it still took 10-something to win Tuesday night. You know, we started our tournaments back on Tuesday nights, and 10-something won. There was 2 9-pound bags weighed in, and, you know, for a Tuesday night on Lake Houston, you know, you get 5 fish, 10, 12 pounds, you know, that's a good stringer, really. So we, you know, we had them figured out, we thought, and just didn't work out. You know, the fish were there. They just, we caught all the babies. But we'll get it, you know, we'll get it back. We start our Saturday series tournaments back tomorrow. And, you know, I'm sure we'll have a good crowd, you know, come out and fish. And, you know, I've always said, well, the lake, you know, yeah, it's muddy, but it's muddy for everybody, not just for me. So, you know, we all got the same deal, you know, to go and try to catch them. But I sent you a picture of that big catfish I caught last week, too.
I'm telling you, I bet that was a surprise on a crankbait, huh?
Oh, man, Mickey, we got a little area, you know, it's not a lot of people know about it, but there's a little area out in some open water that's got some rocks that come up from about 12 foot, they come up to about 4 or 5 foot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a big area, you know, about 2 sizes of your pickup truck, I guess, you know, and you can throw a deep diving crankbait around it and get that certain little, you got to know, depending on which way the wind's blowing, you got to know how to throw on it. And I throw an 8-foot rod and I sling that thing way past those rocks and reel down to it. And when it hits them rocks, you know, you get hung up sometimes, and I hit those rocks and my bait stopped, and, you know, I said, oh, man. And a lot of times you can just pop it and it'll come loose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I popped it a couple times and nothing, and I jerked on it and nothing, and all of a sudden that sucker took off. I guess he finally realized he was hooked. Or he might have been, you know, I might have been in the rocks, you know, and he just grabbed it out of it. But, you know, that was a fight. You know, I thought, oh, my God, yeah, I got the lake record, you know, and for bass. And it wasn't a bass after about 2 minutes of fighting it. I figured out it wasn't a bass. And finally, I got it up, and it was, a nice fish. And so it weighed almost 16 pounds, like 1576.
That's a good one.
So, yeah. And I thought, well, man, that thing's too big. It's probably not going to taste good. And I put it in the live well anyhow, and a buddy of mine was out there fishing. I wanted to show him too, and I ended up taking it home and making my fillet knife wouldn't even cut through the rib cage to fillet it. So I had to end up old school and hanging that fish up and getting some. I didn't have any the old catfish skinners, you know, so I had to get my channel locks out and cut some strips.
Oh, Lord.
Up. Yeah, and skin it out like a deer, you know.
Yep, like dressing a hog.
Yeah, but got it cleaned up, and our daughter was over, and I told my wife, I said, I'm going to just get out the skillet and cook this thing. And so, you know, that's what we did. We cooked it up, and man, it was good. I cut all the, you know, the red parts out of it. And,
sure.
You know, cut it in some little chunks and fried it up, and that was some good eating. You know,
I had fresh fried trout last night, man. Boy, yeah. They were good. That fresh fish is the only way to go.
Yeah, it's nothing better than to doing that. I remember growing up, you know, and I've said it before, is on Saturday we'd go to a lake or a pond and catch some fish and a lot of times cook them right there, you know, on the bank. You know, build a fire and throw a pot on there with some grease and cook it. Nothing better. But the fishing's been all right, Mickey. We've been catching a few. Like I said, we just, you know, if we can get the water to stay, you know, decent, you know, it'll come back real good. But we are noticing we're catching a lot of the smaller fish, but they're good and healthy. You know, that's always, to me, really good. You know, they're not long and skinny. They're good, healthy, you know, fish. And catching them on a variety of baits, too. Not just a crankbait or a spinnerbait. You know, we're catching them on some plastics. And the topwater bite, we had a few fish that we were catching on some pads. And a little bit better fish. And then, heck, they pulled the plug out of the lake, I guess, in anticipation of all that rain, and all of our pads are in the dirt. I mean, they're actually in the dirt. You know, there's no water under them. So, you know, maybe we get it back up and we can get those fish to come back. My problem is I can't figure out where they went when they're not in those pads. I mean, I searched the areas, and I know they didn't come out of the lake. They went somewhere, but I can't find them. So,
yeah.
But we'll get out there and get them.
All right, John. Well, sorry about your mishap on the storms.
Oh, yeah.
At least nobody got hurt, and good luck with your fishing. I'll talk to you next week, and hopefully we can turn this weather around and get back to something kind of normal anyway, whatever normal is these days, whether it's weather or anything in life.
Yep.
It's just crazy times, man.
I know it. I did want to mention, Mickey, we got that Kids Unlimited going on, that big fundraiser.
Oh, yeah.
That I help with every year. Man, that's a really good, we got some really good stuff to give away this year. You can go to kidsunlimited.org and see all the prizes and a lot of guns and some vacation trips and guided fishing trips and, you know, a lot of good stuff to give away this year. You can buy tickets online, or I've got tickets. You can call me and, you know, I'll meet with you somewhere or something and get you some tickets or, like I said, you can buy them online at kidsunlimited.org. And it's a good cause, $20 a ticket or six for $100.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a good deal.
Well, cool. Well, glad you threw that out there.
A little more. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the drawing's not until October, but we'll talk about it some more.
Gotcha.
It's just a really good organization. Help those kids out with cancer. So,
Very good. All right. Well, John.
Yep.
Hey, you have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
You
be safe out there, buddy.
All right, Mickey. Y'all be good.
See you, man. Take care. All right. That's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
And I can highly recommend he's a good Yahoo to fish with.
He has a good Yahoo. Come on down,
that's
it, Yahoo.
Man.
Thanks,
got
guys.
Good Yahoos. All right, buddy.
Now, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Well, this woman thought it was cute that she could catch a 40, 50-pound drum every time she'd let it go to the bottom in the back of the boat. Well, all she did when she'd hook one of those is ruin everybody else's fishing.
Right.
I'd have to turn the troll motor off and let her fight that big old nasty thing down. And we'd get it off and throw it back in the water, and it'd take me about 20 minutes to get back on that school again with the trolling motor. And the last one she hooked, she did it again. I watched her do it. She knew what she was doing. And the three guys that were with her, they were up kind of by the bow with me. We're catching big trout. And I put that trolling motor on about half high speed while she had that big drum on. And she goes, oh, my God. Said, this is the biggest one of the day. It won't turn on me, Captain Nick. It's taking all my line. I just kept running the troll motor. I spooled all of her line off. And she finally busted off. And I looked back and I said, well, what are you going to do now? She goes, I'm going to use one of your rods. I said, no, you're not. You're done.
If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. Looks like a pretty nice morning. No rain, hopefully. Not supposed to be. All right, well, let's go down Texas City way now, and let's talk to our good friend, Texas City Dave, Mr. Dave Fremont. Dave, good morning, sir. What is up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
How are you, man?
Doing just fine. If you want any wind, you got to make it yourself this morning.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a good thing, man. It's time.
It's nice out here. I made it all the way out here to the inn in order to be able to pull over and say good morning to you. And it's been pretty slick all the way out here. You know, those things can change in a heartbeat with the kind of weather we have, but it looks like it's going to be a great morning. And quite a few folks were stacking up down there at the old bait camp and getting some live shrimp and some live croaker and making their way out here to this big boat ramp at the very end. There's I don't know. It's probably about 15, 20 trailers already sitting out here with the boats missing. So I think it's going to be a pretty nice morning. I figured last week, holiday, whatever it was, Memorial Day, holiday weekend, that things were going to slow down with the increase in the charge to come out here on the dike. You know, it went up to a whopping $20 with the holiday. It's $10 on the weekend normally now.
Right.
But all it did, Mickey, is it just kind of made things even crazier. I don't think I've seen the dike any more crowded in the last couple of weeks than I should say right after Hurricane Ike, after that 2-year period of time when the dike was closed and then we opened it back up. It was like nonstop with cars parked down, lined up down from Bay Street. And that's kind of like what was happening here. Just amazing. A lot of the folks that wanted to avoid that steep entrance fee can come in, I think, after 9 at night until about 6 in the morning. And so a lot of folks were fishing at night, and then it didn't slow down the ones that wanted to fish during the daytime. I mean, it's just been really crowded. So who knows what's going to happen this weekend. We'll see, but I hope the weather lines out. We had a pretty good blow for a couple of days, Mickey.
Yeah, that storm 2 days ago. What happened down at Boyd? Y'all had a little drama down there, man. let me rephrase that. Y'all had some big drama down there for a short while.
Yeah, and I apologize that I didn't get right back to you and a
no, and I just wanted to make sure everybody was okay at Boyd's. I know things can be repaired and fixed. But I just didn't want any of the good people down there, anybody to get hurt. And it kind of scared me when I saw that come up on Facebook. I'm going, oh, my Lord. But
well, we, We appreciate that. And I posted a little something pretty quick afterwards on our Facebook page and also on a little old fishing group page and wherever else I could drop something to let everybody know we were okay. But in a nutshell, for some of the folks that were wondering and hadn't heard, is we put up a metal awning, like a carport, one of them big metal carports, only
right.
a pretty good size one, and had that thing. We had cedar posts that were mounted down into the concrete, and then this was attached to it, and then anchored down all the way around in spots, and basically that corner that we added on and poured concrete under was going to be where we were going to do a lot of cooking crawfish, but
sure.
we found out in short order that it was better to cook crawfish in the back because things would get a little warm inside that building. Even though it was open on the sides and the roof was up high, it was noisy with the propane bottles and all that stuff. But anyway, so what we started making, it was an area where all of our workers could work, stay in the shade, and then when we put up our drive-throughs, then folks could drive right on by there and get their crawfish, get
sure.
their crawfish, live crawfish, or whatever. But anyway, Mother Nature decided Wednesday evening that we were going to go wide open again because that big old storm come through. Now, I may be wrong, I don't think we had so much as far as a twister or anything, but right down the road, right down where I grew up, right off Bay Street and about from about 19th Avenue down to the loop on 25th, a twister did come through. I mean, it twisted pine trees and it tore some shingles off some roofs. And it was, when we drove through there, it looked like a war zone. It looked like Alicia when it came through.
Right.
I don't think that we got that on the bike. Now, it did a number on that carport, and it really looked bad, and it wasn't no fun, and we didn't like it. But the good news is that no one got hurt. It kind of blew and got nasty for a while before that happened, so everybody was hunkered down. The main store was fine. That thing's been held together now. I was working there as a young kid when I was about 15 back in the late 60s, and that thing was held together then by about 5,000 coats of paint, and I think there's probably been another couple hundred coats put on it. So I think it's going to be, well, I'm not going to say I think it's going to be okay, because we still got a new store in the forecast, and we're just praying that everything will remain like it is. But anyway.
Do you see on our Orlando put it on our Sicko page, the early morning Sicko page, and he hashtagged it Croker Lives Matter. he was hoping everything would be good at Boyd's. Hope it doesn't kill all the croakers and the live shrimp, man. That was funny.
And you say that, and our good friend Orlando jokes about it, and it's true. But what happened? We didn't have those croaker no time at all that day before that blow came in. So there was 500 dozen croaker in their tanks going, what in the world is going on up here?
What, you know, just happened?
But we made it through. The good news is everybody's okay. The main building's fine. We've already, yesterday Jason came out with a crew, and they peeled all that stuff off and cleared the slab off. And so I know he's already thinking what we're going to do next there. But it's just fine. We're thankful. Everything's okay. And then yesterday, Mickey, man, it come through again yesterday. And did you see those big water spouts over up that way between
I watched that one video. A man in San Leon was videoing it there by the old spillway there across the bay, and it was back towards the big island towards my house. That was a bear. That was a monster water spout, man.
That wind was blowing, we've had so many crowds, and the city's been doing a wonderful job to keep this place cleaned up. But we've had so much traffic that for some reason people still, you know, be a little messy at times. But that wind got the blowing stuff and paper and everything else around here. Man, it looked like after a doubleheader at Yankee Stadium. I mean, man.
Hot dog wrappers everywhere, man.
Everywhere. I was looking to make sure we didn't have any Boyd's napkins from the grill, you know, flying around. Well, we probably did. But anyway, it's been interesting the last few days, let me tell you. But the the old sunrise is coming as I'm looking right now and talking to you, and I think it's going to be a beautiful morning. I don't know what it is. I know you said that Brian down that way has got a bunch of showers working their way. Don't know what's going to happen up this way, but we'll take it as it comes. But, man, let that be a lesson to all the folks who's kind of new to the boating issues, and that's keep an eye on that weather because you don't know what in the world.
Yeah, I hope everybody got in safe these last few days, man. It just I hadn't heard, you know, when I come in Wednesday, there was a couple of guys fixing to go out, and they were going to go all the way up to the spillway in the north end of Trinity. And they were just leaving when I left to pull my boat home. And, I mean, I didn't get back in the driveway a good 30 minutes. I made me a cup of coffee, and I'm sitting out on the patio with my dog. And, hey, as Forrest Gump said, God showed up. Boy, I mean, that storm rolled in, and, buddy, we had gusts of 70 at least out there. I mean, it was bad. It was terrible. So I hope those guys ended up safe. They were the only ones I knew that went out late in the day like that. So I hope if they did get up there, they stayed hunkered down and rode it out.
I tell you what, that lightning wasn't bashful either. It was
It was prominent. Right out there. Man, there was plenty of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you guys are good down there at Boyd's and everything's fine. And it looks y'all are going to have good bait availability for the weekend. How's your table shrimp? Y'all got some good deals on table shrimp?
We've been doing real well on table shrimp. I think Jason probably still has some specials going on a couple of the larger ones. And I hadn't grabbed and looked at a price here in the last couple of days, but we try to run some specials. And usually if you're wanting to get some to put in the freezer and such, there's usually always a discount on when you buy a little more volume. And so the crawfish has been, we're taking reservations I think for Saturday and Sunday, which is still good. They've been a little slim this week. I don't know if part of that is because of all this crazy weather and how much Louisiana's been getting. But it's been a little slow on having a whole lot of crawfish, but it looks like from taking reservations that things might be looking pretty good for the weekend. On the fishing scene, Mickey, it's been, as you guys have been talking about, there's some nice spec showing up, and as they should be this time of year. And
right.
The bait is improving. The shrimp are looking better than they have been. There was a lot of days where we had, you know, whiskers and eyeballs. And it's just that time of year, but it looks like they're on the mend. I saw some big ones in the mix this morning. So it looks like they're once again making another little transition. But quite a few speckled trout being caught off the granite rocks at night, and some good-looking ones, too. I saw a couple of real good catches. The boaters coming in at the cleaning table at Boyd's and also down there by the boat ramps. Usually if I see a lot of activity, I'll swing by and wave and they'll either shove me off or say, come on in, let's talk about it. And I've been seeing some pretty good reports of some speckled trout and redfish as this time of year usually starts producing. So we're excited about that. I hadn't seen any real big fish caught as far as drum or bull reds of any numbers, but you just have to go fishing. That's all I can tell you.
All right. Well, hey, throw them out that valuable number at Boyd. Somebody wants to reserve some crawfish or just call and get a bait update or fishing report. How do they get a hold of you, Dave?
Yeah, if somebody's still got a hankering for some live crawfish, they can get on our boydsonestop.com website and go from there to order you up some for the weekend. You just come on by and we'll have it ready for you. And then Facebook page is always alive and well if I'm doing my job, and then you can always call the 409-945-4001. We've kind of improved on that where we've got a recorded message kind of given the latest, then you can hang on, and we're really trying to be able to get on the phone and talk to you. And then we've got a reservation line, which is 409-948-4222, and that one you can phone in and talk to someone if you want to talk about reservations. So trying to cover all the bases, but sometimes we don't quite make it, but we try our best.
I know you do. Y'all are the best. All right. Well, Dave, always a pleasure. You stay safe, and I'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Thank you, Captain Mickey. And
thank you, sir.
From what I'm seeing, it's going to be a beautiful day. Thank you now.
Yes, it is. All right, man. Later. All right, that's Texas City Dave down at Boyd's. It's a Texas City Dyke, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll return with Steve Hillman right after these messages. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:37 in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down San Leon Way now and see what's going on Galveston Bay with Captain Steve Hillman. Hillman, what's happening?
Morning, man. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. Good morning to you, sir.
I'm fixing to get some eyes. Running a little bit late this morning on purpose. My guys didn't want to start early. They wanted to start at 6:30. They want to meet me at 6:30. Yeah. So I don't think I have real hardcore fellas today. Well, one of them is. He's been fishing me a long time, but his two customers, they didn't want to get out there too early. So I probably won't have a spot by the time I get out there.
Well, these days, that's you're not joking. I mean, there's not enough spots for too many fishermen.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever think Galveston Bay was turn out to be as small as it is now?
You know, it wouldn't be, I don't think, if it wasn't for a third of it being fresh.
Yeah. And exactly.
It just keeps getting. I think the dam was up to almost 28,000 CFS this morning. I remember correctly.
Well, yesterday it was 29.5, but
yeah,
I hadn't even looked this morning. It's getting to the point where I don't ever look anymore because it really doesn't matter.
Well, if you want to get depressed, just look at it every day.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like turning the news on, which I don't like to do anymore.
Right. No, I looked at that this morning.
It went down. Actually, it's down to 27.3.
Yeah, that's what I thought I saw.
Yeah, what about all that water from Dallas and Fort Worth that hadn't even got to Livingston yet? I don't know how much they got. I know it rained for 2 days up there, and naturally we'll get that. So,
yeah. Purple wrapping around Smith Point, there for a while it receded and kind of went up towards the Ventoons and all that, and now it's wrapped back around Smith Point and about a third of the way down the north shoreline of East, just like it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And here I was getting all excited last Friday talking to you, or maybe it was Saturday, about how the water's greening up everywhere and starting to get salty, and then bam, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still good on the south end, on our end. I mean, you got to see that for yourself whatever day it was, Wednesday, I guess. We've got some fish in different areas, but now there's certain people starting to find out about them and that kind of deal. And then when it blows, you don't have as many options.
No.
So everybody's piling on top of each other and losing their minds.
Yeah, they don't mind coming in and getting all over you. That's all I got to say. You're out there every day.
You saw what that one guy did to me.
Oh, yeah. I thought, I looked down there and I saw that boat pull in on you like that. And I said, well, that guy knows Steve. I guess he's pulling up there to shoot the breeze with him. Well,
he knows me. He knows me now.
I said, man, are they bumping guttles down there? I mean, he got right in your
damn
wheelhouse,
there.
Man.
He's about Good 20 feet Lord. From me. Yeah, about 20, 25 feet. I don't even want to get into that deal, but he didn't know me before, but we know each other now. But I just let him have them. Went somewhere else. That actually
Young
ended up being
whippersnappers.
Pretty good day. Oh yeah, but that was Wednesday, I guess. And well, obviously that's the day I saw you in a couple of different areas. And we started out started out fast. We caught four or five good ones real quick, and then that kid got in on top of us, and I left. And we went and did some other stuff that I knew better than to do. And I keep checking on these couple areas, just waiting and waiting and waiting. And they're still not producing yet. So I went back to the jugular vein, and we started catching a few, but it wasn't hot and heavy. And I think we had 8 or 9 fish about, I don't know, 9 o'clock, 9:30. I just had Rick and Marty, guys from Brian, and it's about 9:30. I made a long run, and we landed right on top of a really good pile of fish, and they were all, I say, good fish, 2 to 3 pounders, good solid fish, and it was really good. I mean, it was almost every cast. I think we caught like 21, and of course kept their 10. But tried to get some slow-mo videos. Man, they didn't turn out too good.
Boy.
I want to do what James said, get a slow-mo video of getting ice in the morning and things like that. But I think it would be really cool to get a slow-mo of either me putting my anchor out. What do you think would be better, a slow-mo of me putting the anchor over or me pulling the anchor up?
Well, I think slow-mo? The old slow-mo flow troll is the best one.
That would be a good one. I don't know if I can accomplish that one, though.
And, you know, I hadn't got this off my mind since you told me the other day. I've still been laughing about that when you told me that, hey, it's pretty sad in this country when a flow troll full of croakers is worth more than a barrel of oil.
It is, man. Think about it.
I lost it, man.
I was talking to a buddy of mine. I said, man, how many croaker can you squeeze in a flow troll? And he said, man, you can get four dozen in there, maybe five. And I said, how much are croaker? He said, they're like anywhere from $10 to $12 a dozen. I said, God dang, man, a barrel of oil is like $30 right now. And a flow troll bucket full of croaker worth more than a barrel of oil.
Well, yeah, and the price of the flow troll plus the croaker's in it. Oh, man, you can't make that stuff up.
No. We've had some good laughs. It's been fun last couple of weeks, man. I didn't fish this weekend because of the holiday. And I heard a couple of days it wasn't all that bad crowd-wise. I don't know where everybody was.
Sunday was the quiet day because everybody walked on each other's back so bad on Saturday and got all burned up, probably went home and got drunk and decided they wasn't that mad at them where they weren't going Sunday morning.
That's what I was thinking, too. Everybody spent the first 2 days of Memorial Day weekend getting all twisted off.
Boy, I'm telling you.
They didn't feel like going back out there.
They said, to hell with it on Sunday. We're not going.
Yeah.
We'll just stay home and cook.
Exactly. And that's all we did. But, well, no, it was a
holiday weekends on the bay is kind of like New Year's Eve. That's amateur hour, man. You know, the pros stay at home.
If we can afford to. I tell you, I've been fishing Saturdays. I hate fishing
Well,
Saturdays.
You guys have got to try and make up for, you know, the devastated losses, you know, all the, man, that COVID-19 craze, that killed everybody.
No, that's the only reason, man, is I lost all those trips. We all did and lost a lot of those corporate deals. So every year I say I'm not going to fish Saturdays, but somehow I get roped right back into it or something happens to where I'm forced to.
Corporate budgets are being slashed. The entertainment industry is going to be a little dry this year, it looks like, as far as taking people hunting and fishing.
Yeah, it's not going to be a normal year, but we're going to make it. But when you fish Fridays and Saturdays, and even to a lesser extent Sundays, you just have to leave earlier, and usually it makes your day is still going to be longer, and you're typically not going to catch as many fish because of the boats. But if Mother Nature cooperates, if the wind stays down all day, you can usually go back to where you've been fishing after the people leave and kind of backdoor everybody and still catch them. But the problem is, you look at yesterday, there were some boats on the water yesterday, and had three guys yesterday, and we struggled. I mean, we caught, had Haley and two of his customers, and we caught a lot of fish. We only had 10 keepers, but we were going to come back to some of the areas where there were boats where I've been fishing. You know, I don't like to get in anybody's way. And we were going to double back. And we were going to double back around 10:30 or 11 and try to finish up getting our stupid limits and of pencils. And then all that weather popped up. And, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, man, when that wicked stuff starts popping up and I'm looking at water spouts and lightning and I hear thunder, I'll be the first one at the dock.
Well, that's why I kept sending you those screenshots of radar. Do you see how fast that stuff swelled up?
Yeah, I did.
And
there was another cell behind it. Looked like it was going to be about the same, and I think they both merged together. That stuff was wicked, man.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I got 4 inches of rain out of my house out of that one yesterday. I mean, it was relentless.
Yeah. Well, we've had some couple bad storms here within the last 4 or 5 days.
I just
days.
Hope everybody made it in before all that hit. I know, you know, I didn't get the wind over my way like y'all did on that west side and down towards Galveston. They got some pretty good winds out of that. And, you know, just hopefully, you know, boaters got in ahead of time. And that was wicked.
I guarantee you that wind was gusting to 60. I guarantee it was. It was crazy. And the rain, like I hadn't seen. Well, we saw it the other day in that other system. But it's just that time of year, man. May, early June. It happened last year. I remember the same thing.
Yeah.
So I guess there are these late fronts that are coming through, and they're not quite reaching us. They're not just punching through like they do in the winter.
Well, they're just making low pressures that are sitting over us and letting this daytime heating and, you know, the atmosphere, everything just builds up and goes nuts, man.
Yeah, yeah. But if the wind stays down and people can move around and we can fish, everybody I know is catching some fish. I know James had David Carroll and them yesterday. They waited, and he called me. I don't know what time he called me, but they lit him up real good yesterday morning. He caught a lot of fish wading yesterday morning, and he was a long way from where we caught what few fish we caught.
Yeah.
There's some patches of fish here and there. You can't go just anywhere and catch them, though. It's like I was telling Craig yesterday, the guy up for today, normally, because I was concerned about this north wind.
Mm-hmm.
And even though right now it's not bad, but anytime you see north or northeast, it scares me a little bit in forecast.
Especially where you put in over there on that side, that blows straight into there at northeast.
Right.
It just kills that side.
But I was telling Craig, I said, in a normal year, if there is such a thing, I wouldn't have any worries about a north at 12 or 15. I'd go straight to the north shoreline of east.
Yeah.
And start hitting Richards or Whitehead, work my way down. How about all those years, man, we could pull up to those reefs on a this time of year?
We live for this time of year over there, man. You betcha.
Yeah, man.
Five to seven pounders just were common as pencils are, you know. It was just it's a lot of big changes have happened in this bay system in the last 8 or 10 years. And we don't you know, the people you've had for all these years, they were so used to you being able to go anywhere and catch fish, and now we're just kind of hunkered down in certain areas where there's pods of fish, and if you're not there, you're not catching anything. You can't just go anywhere and just get lucky, and, you know the drill. You know, you said one-third of the bay, but I'd say probably half of the bay is not up to standards, that we're just losing all that territory that normally held fish all the time that we're not able to target anymore.
Yeah.
And it's shrunk this bay down to nothing. Plus, we got 10 times the amount of guides that we used to have, and then you add the sportsmen to that and all, and it just it creates a crowded atmosphere. And, you know, if you're like I am and don't like to fish in crowds, you're just boy, you're at the mercy of it.
Well, and that's the thing. The etiquette is...
You can throw that out the window. There's no such thing as etiquette anymore for the majority. There's still a few old school ones, but...
Yeah, it was last week. I don't remember who I had. It doesn't matter. But we were watching some things take place from a distance.
Oh, it's terrible.
And one of my customers made the comment, they were asked the question, are those fishing guides? I said, well, they have captain's licenses. And I'm not trying to sound ugly, but I take a lot of pride in my profession. So do you. There's more than a handful of us that really take pride in what we do. And along with that, not just teaching people our craft, but along with that comes etiquette. And my pride will not allow me to pull in on top of somebody. I don't care if I don't have a stupid
trout. It's disrespectful is what it is.
Yeah. But, man, I'm just seeing people kind of loosen things up these days and kind of throw a lot of those unwritten rules out the window, you know. But it'll all come back around. Everybody gets calm. Everything gets salty. Everybody's catching again. Everybody be happy, and they won't be getting in each other's hip pockets anymore, I guess. If it gets to that.
Don't
man,
hold
how about
your
those
breath.
Fish? How about those fish hugging the bottom like they were all week, huh? God,
well, I'm telling you,
almost get hung up to catch them.
There's some bottom dwellers. You got to flip shell over to catch them. That's the way it was for me and John Wednesday. You know what I ended up doing? I ended up putting on a jig head with a real thin wire hook where it would straighten out and I wouldn't break off. That way if I got hung up, I could pull back and it straightened the hook out a little bit so it'd come loose, and then I'd get it back in and bend it back with my pliers and then throw back out and catch one.
Man, where you get a hook like that? Using like a coffee jig head or something?
No, Champ made me some gold Aberdeen hook jig heads, homemade ones with that thinner hook on it.
Like the old style, like we used to like.
Yeah, like Paul Brown used to make, the old three-aughts, okay. Yeah. Well, hey, I'm already out of time, Steve. I'm glad I got a hold of you this morning. I wish you the best today. I hope you land on them and nobody lands on you.
And, well, I don't know if either one of those things will happen.
All right, brother. Well, if somebody wants to call you about going fishing, give them a number out, man.
All righty, 409-256-7937.
Steve, always a pleasure. You have a good day and good luck. It's a pretty morning, man.
You too, brother.
All right, be safe. All right, that's Captain Steve Hillman. Great guy if you never fished with him. He's first class. All right, that's all the time we have for today's show. But guess what? Tomorrow's Saturday morning, bright and early here, 4 a.m., Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.